Hello and welcome to another edition of the Cemetery Podcast. I am your host, Ken Negley from the Necro Tourist. I'd like to let you know what today's show is going to be all about. We are going to be visiting one of the most famous visited graves in all of America. We are going to be heading to Battle Creek, Michigan, to the home of the Serial Kings and a religious pilgrimage. We are also going to be giving you a military cemetery hunting tip. We will be sharing with you our visit to the spirits of the amusement park. We will be discussing an individual cemetery monument that pays tribute to those lost to a tragic sickness. And finally, we will wrap up this week's show with another cemetery tale from the Necro Tourist from our adventure to St. Louis, Missouri. All that and more on this edition of the Cemetery Podcast.
Here's another cemetery hunting tip from the Necro Tourist.
Hey, do you know that if you're looking to locate graves in a national cemetery, that most national cemeteries have a grave locator? That often appears as a book, or sometimes it's actually an electronic kiosk with digital access. Another thing about military cemeteries is they are very orderly, obviously, but all the numbers are distinctly on the back of each grave marker. So if you were looking for a specific person and you have the numbers that you often got from the grave locator, you can find that grave just by pinpointing it. And some of the locations actually have a map that will show you the exact location of the grave that you are looking for. Hope that tip will help.
Be sure to check out the Cemetery Podcast website at thefuneralsource.org/cemetery-podcast.
All right, welcome back. And in this segment, we're going to discuss us visiting one of the most famous graves in America. As a matter of fact, it's a grave that receives 500,000 visitors a year. And when you are in Atlanta, Georgia, you must make a stop at the burial location of Martin Luther King Jr. Yes, that's right. The civil rights activist, Martin Luther King Jr., is buried in a very elaborate tomb. Now, in October of 2020, one of my traveling associates, Senior Bull, he and I headed to Atlanta, and on day number two of the trip, we were in the downtown area of Atlanta, and we went specifically to Martin Luther King's burial location. It is quite an impressive area, I might tell you. On both sides of the street, on one side, there is the Martin Luther King Cultural Center. That is interesting. Now, of course, when we were there, it was during COVID, so two of the features that are normally open are not, which is actually the interior of the Cultural Center. But then there is features on the outside that are able to be visited now. And there are things like the Gandhi statue, which is on the cultural arts side, which is really cool because Gandhi was obviously a hero and someone that Martin Luther King emulated. So there is a large statue of him. There is also what is the Civil Rights Walk of Fame, which is pretty cool. It is really like an area that has a walkway, and it's surrounded by vegetation overgrowth. There are the footprints of significant African Americans, and it's all walks of life. I mean, it's anybody from Sammy Davis Jr. to Magic Johnson. It's just a wide variety of people, and that's just across the street. So when you walk across Auburn Avenue, you will also encounter the Ebenezer Baptist Church, which is where Dr. King and his father practice as co-ministers there. Obviously, again, during the virus, we were unable to do anything on the inside of that. But when you enter the actual burial location of Dr. King, it is very It's very impressive. I mean, as you walk up, there's all kinds of writings from Dr. King. And when you walk in to your left, there is a eternal flame that is burning inside of a gated little area. It's not very tall. It's real accessible. That's very cool. But you cannot miss as you walk in to Dr. King and his wife, Coretta Scott King. Their burial location is a big tomb that sits on a platform that is surrounded by a pool of water. Underground, it's like blue, so the pool is very distinctly blue. I mean, it is very impressive, I have to say. Of many of the graves we visited over the years, Dr. King's grave is very impressive. You know, one thing keep in mind, if you go down there, don't sit on the wall. There is a wall that surrounds the walkway, because Dr. King's burial site is managed and operated by the King family, but also in conjunction with the National Park Service. The National Park Service always has somebody on duty there that will, and if you sit on the wall, they will remind you that you should not. They are very serious about that. Now, there is also an interior room that you go in for more of a museum for Dr. King there. We were unable to go in again there because of the coronavirus. But also, as you walk around the backside of the pool, there is like large life-size photos. And one of the coolest things that is going on is at all times, there is audio in the plaza level of Dr. King and or of Coretta Scott King giving speeches. So, I mean, it is an all-encompassing experience when you go. So it's something that you definitely should go. It is a very impressive grave. I am very grateful that I went there. It was a great experience, and it's one you should put on your bucket list of famous graves that you should visit. You know, Necro Travelers, many of us have friends in low places, but we have special friends in low places. Ones who are working hard to bring awareness to some of our favorite subjects. Cemeteries! The Gals in the Graveyard, they're a duo of lady conservationists who enjoy a bit of gallows humor, just like us. So join their journey, like and subscribe by going to their website at galsinthegraveyard.com. Hello, boys and girls. Today's cemetery symbol is the lion. The lion is known as the guardian of the cemetery, and it is known for protecting the tombs from the evil spirits and unwanted visitors in the cemetery. It symbolizes courage and bravery and represents strength and power from the departed. And that's today's cemetery symbol, the lion. All right, welcome back to the show. Right now, we are going to talk about the feature cemetery. And that feature cemetery is none other than the Oak Hill Cemetery. In March of 2020, we traveled north to Michigan. One of the destinations that we were most wanting to visit was the Oak Hill Cemetery in Battle Creek, Michigan. You know, it's located on South Avenue. The Oak Hill Cemetery was established in 1844. Originally, it was only 10 acres, but it has expanded to 55. There are approximately 30,000 burials there. And as you travel into the cemetery, Section 1 contains several reinterments from some of the people that were buried in some of the first two cemeteries in Battle Creek. But the actual first burial in Oak Hill itself took place in 1844. It was actually May 21st, and it was Esther Cox. Her grave is marked, and it's notorious. There are several famous people here, and there is plenty of reasons to visit. Some of the great reasons that I enjoy, there are nearly 1,700 veterans that are buried there. veterans that go all the way back to the Revolutionary War. They also have two crematories there, which makes the place really popular for Hindu cremation. But the famous people that are there are really off the charts amazing people. Number one, there are quite a few people from the Seventh-day Adventist church. And one of the reasons for that is because Ellen White, who is the founder of the religion, she is buried there. Now, it is known as a pilgrimage for people who are Seventh-day Adventists. They are, yeah, I know that it's a little strange. I'm not that familiar with the religion, but I do know that it's people from around the world, you know, it is treated as a pilgrimage to visit her grave. So it's pretty crazy that that's known around the globe as the place to go for that. Now, another reason that you go there, there is someone who is known as a social reformer there. It is a lady who won a suit. She is truly the first black woman in America that won a lawsuit against a white man. And it was amazing. She, once she was free, she then sued to get the freedom of her son, and she actually won the case, which is amazing. It's a Sojourner Truth. She is buried there, and she has a nice memorial that is right behind this big giant mausoleum. And one of the reasons the mausoleum is super cool, because it is one of the most famous people that are there. Actually, let me back this up. I'll tell you a few other people here, and I'll get back to the mausoleum. Because one of the famous people that is buried there is William Knapp. And many of you may know Bill Knapp's restaurant. And yes, it's that Bill Knapp's of Bill Knapp's. So he's buried there. Also, who is buried there is the Kellogg brothers. And the Kellogg brothers are the Kellogg brothers that you're thinking of. William Kellogg started the Kellogg Cereal Company because he is the inventor of cornflakes. He has a brother who was also buried there, John Kellogg, who was a skilled surgeon and a doctor. He was a pioneer. He's actually known as the guy who created the term sanitarium. And he was also the doctor to President Taft as well as Amelia Earhart. Well, anyway, these two they joined up to do a business together, and John did not like some of the things that William was doing. So they were squabbling a lot, and due to the nature of the squabbles, one of the neighborhood businessmen, Charles Post, decided that he was going to jump in the business venture that those two were squabbling over, and he created the Post Cereal Company. Back to the circle of the giant mausoleum, the one big mausoleum in the place is C.W. Post Mausoleum, which is quite impressive. Now, I have to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, there are lots of cool things to see in this place. There are also several impressive statues. I was very impressed with at least two of them. And this is just one of those places that when you go to visit it, you will be surprised that not more people go to see it. It is really a hidden treasure. So if you are in Battle Creek, Michigan, you must visit the Oak Hill Cemetery. Hey, would you like your cemetery conservation done with respect and honor? Then contact our friends at Moscow Cemetery Monument Repair. With 23 years of practicing conservation, Robert Moscow is a third-generation historical mason. He also holds a master's degree in historical preservation and has conserved more than 89 cemeteries and worked on more than 8,000 gravestones and monuments. He does practice a do-no-harm method, and all of the work is documented and photographed. You can check them out at cemeteryrepair.com. Again, that's Moscow Cemetery Monument Repair. All right, welcome back. And in this segment, we are going to be discussing a memorial. In this particular memorial can be found the legendary Crown Hill Cemetery in Indianapolis, Indiana. Now, once you get to Crown Hill, if you go to Section 90, which is in the northeast corner of the cemetery, you will find an impressive monument. And it is dedicated to the thousands of lives that have been lost in the AIDS epidemic. And I must say, ladies and gentlemen, when I saw it, it was a pretty impressive monument. It is a semicircular monument that has a couple of benches so that you're able to sit down and reflect. It is encased with stones, and there are large, tall tablets that surround a statue that is about 10 feet tall, probably higher, that is two giant intertwined arms as if to be giving a hug. It is a very impressive monument. It was dedicated in 2000, and it was rededicated in 2017 after $75,000 was spent to improve the appearance and the landscape and the access to it. It was a little cut off in the original version. And the tablets that are in the back, you know, you were able to, if you have family members or those that would need to be honored, you can have a name added to the list. It's a very inspiring monument. It's one that if you are in Crown Hill, you certainly need to make a point to visit. I would like to invite you all to check out a friend of mine, Tracy Rylands, who does an amazing website called Adventures in Cemetery Hopping. She has visited around the country, dozens of states, and she writes extensive articles and does photography as well. Be sure again to check out her website at adventuresincemeteryhopping.com. All right, welcome back to the show. This is a segment that is going to be focusing on one of the haunted cemeteries. Since we are home-based in Cincinnati, there are several haunted cemeteries in the region, and one of the most famous is the Dog Street Cemetery. Now, the Dog Street Cemetery is located in Warren County, Ohio, which is north of Cincinnati, and it is also the location of Kings Island, the amusement park, and that is exactly where this cemetery is. This cemetery was built in the 1840s, and it was on the land that was owned by John Hoff. Now, when Kings Island bought the property, allegedly, the Kings Island officials decided that they were going to pave over some graves, even though they were told to build around them. Now, there is a cemetery there, and we have been there twice at night. We were looking for another spirit that's known to be there. The little blonde girl in the blue dress, whose name is Sarah, who is known to wander around the parking lot and play between the cars. And we were there looking for her at dusk. We were unsuccessful in our venture. Now, I will tell you, if you are going to go to the Dog Street Cemetery, do not go while Kings Island is open for the year. It's sometimes possible to park at the exit of Kings Island's parking lot, but don't count on that. Your best bet if you want to visit is do a two-man operation. One of you get out on the road while one of you is the driver so that you have access to the location. Otherwise, there's nowhere to park along the area where the cemetery is. I don't know. It is a haunted cemetery. We were there in search of things. I didn't see anything. I didn't feel anything. But maybe you will.
Join us for the Ordinary Extraordinary Cemetery podcast each week as we explore old cemeteries and the stories of the people buried in them.
Find us wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, welcome back. This is a segment where I am going to tell you a story about something that happened to us that is something that you should be aware of, but it's kind of a messed up little adventure, but in the end it turned out okay, so I can't complain how it went. Okay, let me take you to 2020. This is the beginning of October, and we are going to do a four-day trip to St. Louis. Now, on day number one, we shoot several locations in Indiana. On day number two, we shoot several locations in Illinois, knowing that we are then going to have 2 days in St. Louis. We go ahead and shoot day number three all over St. Louis. And you know, this is the time of year again, this is fall, so you know you only have till about 7:30-ish, you know, if you're lucky when you're shooting. So we went to the Calvary Cemetery in St. Louis. Now, I know lots of you know Calvary. Many of you have been there. Calvary is a world-famous cemetery. There are people like Tecumseh Sherman there and many of other famous people. Definitely worth seeing. Dred Scott, a lot of people we had on our target list. We were actually in St. Louis in 2017, but we had very limited time and we were across the street and we didn't get to Calvary, so this time it was really important. However, mind you, that Calvary is a Catholic cemetery, and we had been shooting and traveling all throughout, as I told you, the St. Louis area. We had many a targets, as you can imagine, in any major city. If you're trying to get some of the famous people, you're here, there, you're everywhere. You're shooting all over the place trying to find people. Strategically mapping, that is, to get to the appropriate people in the appropriate locations. So we arrive in late afternoon at Calvary Cemetery with several targets on the list. And we're blowing through them, we're getting to everybody, and we're getting near the end of the day. But the last person we're looking for is a famous female wrestler, but she has a flat grave marker. And of course, the usual sources, find a grave, billion grave, nobody can help me at all. Now, many of you know during the time of COVID, it's not as easy to get people in the offices to help you with anything. And also, the actual offices were closed by the time we were looking for her, though the gates were still open. Now, while we were looking for her, security told us, they, you know, let us know that they were going to be closing at 6 o'clock. So we're figuring, you know, we probably have maybe a half hour at this point to continue looking for this in one other grave that's nearby. So we continue to search in the area. Time is ticking. I can't find it anywhere. I never actually did find this grave, which is the ultimate part that made me mad. So we just know we have an hour left and we have one more place to go. So we're like, screw it, let's go. We're going to go get on out of here. And as we pull up to the front, the gates are locked. And let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, this isn't one of those cemeteries that when the gates are locked, I can just ring security. There is nobody to call. Because when the security gave us the warning at about 5:30, they didn't anticipate they had to come back and tell us anything. They figured we would be smart enough to leave. Well, we were presumptuous enough that in all the cemeteries we've been to, usually in the larger ones, cemetery security usually does an additional sweep. Well, they didn't at Calvary. So here we are trapped. I am calling numbers for the cemetery. Nobody is answering because all the numbers for the cemetery just go to the building we are standing next to. I can literally hear the phone ringing as I'm calling. Now, luckily for me, this happened to me in 2016 in a large cemetery in Tennessee. So I told Charlotte to go ahead and call the St. Louis police. Well, the dispatcher tells us that we need to call the fire department. We go ahead and make these calls a couple of times. The lady at the police department tells us we need to call 911. We're saying we don't need to call 911. We are not in danger. We are just locked in. But can they come and let us out? Lo and behold, ladies and gentlemen, it took till nearly 7 o'clock for them to just let us out. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm thankful because Lord knows I could have ended up spending the night at Calvary Cemetery in St. Louis. Now, would I have been furious? Yes, I could have been. Would I have been? Probably. And was I furious? Absolutely. Because now, because I was looking for somebody at a flat grave that I wasn't that concerned about, but Charlotte was pretty insistent that we ended up getting locked in. So now, knowing what we know, you know what I told you with time, we have less than 30 minutes of daylight. Charlotte looks at me and says, "What if I can make it up to you and promise that we can hit two really famous graves that are only 20 minutes down the street?" I'm like, "Let's go. Time is ticking." As we're driving, she's explaining to me the cemetery. It's right there on the outskirts of St. Louis. And as we pull into this cemetery, she reveals to me that we are going to be able to secure the locations of, and we will be able to visit, the recently deceased Lou Brock. And I mean, he literally passed away within a week or so of that and just had the service a couple of days before we arrived. We also saw the burial location for Stan the Man Musial, the St. Louis Cardinal great. And to top it all off, we saw the beautiful and amazing and right out front mausoleum of the guitar and musical and rock and roll legend, none other than Chuck Berry. Yes, Charlotte, you did make up for causing us to get locked into the cemetery, because Chuck Berry was worth 60 minutes in Calvary any day of the week. All right, well, I'd like to thank you all for joining me for this edition of the Cemetery Podcast. As always, I would like to thank my partner in cemetery hunting, Charlotte Graves. I would also like to thank Senior Bull, and I would like to thank all of you again for joining me. Be sure to join us again next week, every Thursday, where we have an episode up, and you can also join us at other locations where we will have video locations of the show as well. You can find us again at thenecrotourist.com or at the Cemetery Podcast on Facebook. And we appreciate you joining us. And until next time, this is Ken Negley from the Necro Tourist saying, I'll see you in the yard.